Good morning. It's time to get up. Come on, get up. Wake up. Wake up. Don't be a lazy bee. You know how annoying I can be if I put my mind to it. Oh, hardy har har. Not always annoying, and even if I was, it would be in the best possible way. Like how it's so annoying to have watermelon every day. No, it wouldn't be annoying to have watermelon every day. You're insane. You just eat it all the time. You cut it in half and eat it with a spoon. Yum, 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 slurp, slurp. Watermelon. I can see you drifting back off, so I guess that means wake me up before you go go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go go. Don't want to miss when you hit that high. Did you like that? Don't you dare go back to sleep or I'll poke you so hard in the ribs you'll have a bruise. I'll poke you with my jabby fingernails and you'll hate it. And then when you're writhing in pain and vulnerable, I'll lean over your face and put my mouth so close to your ear and I'll spit in it. Yeah, exactly. Ew. No one wants that. It's probably number 3 on worst ways to wake up. What are the others? Okay, well, obviously, waking up covered in slugs is on the list. Imagine that. Those fat little slime tubes. You know, I think they have teeth. I'm pretty sure they have teeth. Though I guess maggots are worse because they're so small and squirmy. What? You asked, okay? Don't ask if you don't actually want to know. God! Well, at least my gross talk got you out of bed. Ooh, that's another worst wake up. When your bed has been replaced with a tub of slightly off-ground beef. Ugh. Imagine that against your skin. I'd wake up and just cry like, Why would anyone do this to me? What do you mean? How do I think of these things? Everyone thinks like this. I know you have weirdo thoughts too. You just like to pretend like you're normal. But I'm psychic, remember? I can see deep in those snail shell brain whorls and you're weird. It's okay. Everyone has something that makes them weird. You just want to keep yours a little hidden. It's fine. It's fine. I don't mind telling you all my weird bits. I can do that for us both. Ooh. I just remember this Paul Jennings story I read as a kid. You don't remember? Okay. Well, so there's this kid and fingernails start slowly spreading up his fingers and his toes and then his feet and his hands until his entire body is covered in fingernails. And it turns out he's a sea person, so he goes and lives in the ocean. Oh, what made me think of that? Well, I was looking at your toes and I thought, oh, you've got, like, really nice toenails. And I would still like your face, like, even if it was covered in toenails. I feel like you have a face that would suit toenails. I'd still like your face, even if we were covered in toenails. And I'd I try to make you stay living on land with me. Unless you can make me a sea person too, then, like, obviously, that's my first choice. Well, I'd hope you'd like my face too, even if I was covered in fingernails, but it's okay if you can't. I can just go live in the sea and hang out with dolphins. I bet they have great jokes. Okay, well, now that you're up and standing, it's time to make breakfast. Because humans need food. So, come on, let's go. It's time to make some food. Farewell, too bad, we just ain't in the mood. Because I'm hungry like the wolf. Yes. That just happened. Yes, I did just do a mashup. See? Aren't you just so glad that you get to wake up with me? So much better than an alarm clock. Right? Right? Well, I mean, I think so. So come on, let's go. Time to make breakfast.